Good morning. It's November 30th, NaNoWriMo Day 30, finally. 6:32 a.m. Sun's just coming up over the eastern horizon, painting the underside of the clouds a lovely pinkish color. It's going to be an interesting day today, I can tell already. First catastrophe in terms of child transportation. I'm not sure elder daughter is ready for an early morning pickup. Her normal ride is going to be a bit on the early side this morning. She wasn't even moving when I left the house this morning. So we'll have to see. I'm going to be making a couple of extra trips today. Always, always a great way to start the day. Yesterday I tried for the first time the new walking desk and discovered that, this thing works pretty good. There's a couple of factors that go into it that make it particularly useful. The first is that it's wonderfully focusing. You get up on the thing, you got to get it set, you got to get it turned on, you got to get your feet moving. And then while you're doing it, the clock is ticking, the miles are going by, and there's this sense of, okay, I'm walking, I have to write now, I have to write, I'm walking. And going for 40, 45-minute walks, I wanted to ease into it. I didn't want to start with walking all day right off the bat. I'm not sure I'll ever get to that point, but walking for 45 minutes out of every hour from 9 o'clock to 2 o'clock during the day, even taking an hour out for lunch would mean big, big, big changes in terms of my throughput, in terms of my focus. Now, the reality is that going forward, my goal is 5,000 words a day. Once I get out of NaNoWriMo, my goal is 5,000 words a day. That's on writing month. So that's going to start in 2012. It's not going to start in December. I've got too much stuff to do in December to get caught up from pushing everything away in November. I've got artwork and reissues to deal with. I've got audio that needs to get taken care of. I've got editing that has to happen. So December's going to be a really full month without the extra onus of having to write 5,000 words a day. I still think I'm going to try to do a few hundred anyway, maybe a couple thousand words a day, just to keep things moving. And I'm not going to have the second book done by the end of November, so I want to make sure that I keep the momentum going. I want to get book 3 of Ravenwood taken care of in rough draft so that I can have book 3 resting while I go back and address the shortcomings in book 2. Which is going to be important to get out relatively soon. Book 1, Ravenwood, is already having difficulty staying on the charts. I really need to get that new cover issued. I'll have it, I believe, next week. I think it'll help in terms of making the book more visually appealing in people's also-bought lists. I think it's going to stand out a little better. This was one of those 2020 hindsight ideas that, yes, it's a perfect cover for people who know what the story is. And a terrible cover to attract people to it. So live and learn. I should have known better. I didn't. Move on. That's the thing about learning lessons. You learn a lesson, you apply the lesson, you don't look back to where you should have known better and didn't. It just doesn't do any good. So anyway, two sessions yesterday on the new desk, 145 minutes, 140 minutes. I actually worked up quite a sweat in the first one. I had on a sweatshirt and my walking clothes. And it was quite a workout. I sat down for 15 minutes, got a cup of coffee, talked to some people online, and then went back to it again for another 40 minutes. Immediately following. I stopped after 40 minutes because my legs and hips were beginning to be sore. And what I wanted to avoid was overdoing right out of the box than to give myself a chance to get acclimated to the extra activity. I'm not feeling it too bad this morning. There's a little tightness in my calves, a little bit of tightness in my thighs and hips, but it's not bad. Somebody on one of the threads pointed out that walking on a treadmill is different than walking on the street, because in the street, I really am the only source of movement, so that I'm pushing myself forward. Whereas on a treadmill, the treadmill is pushing my feet back, and what I'm doing is moving a leg forward in order to maintain the balance on that forward movement, and that it's a very different set of muscles in the leg that are working. Now, it's not a different set of muscles in my chest that are working. It's still heart and lungs. It's still aerobic. It's just a different set of muscle points in my legs and lower body that are being affected. So it's really, really interesting. Looking at the psychological changes in my focus, in I'm walking so I have to be writing, and keeping track of words per mile, for example. So yesterday I did a little over 2 miles, and I wrote a little under 3K. I think it was 2,800 words by the time it was done. I have to go look. It'll be in the show notes for this podcast anyway. And so I think I'll add the metric for how many miles I walked while writing to my daily counter, just for funsies, just to keep track of it as I go. It'll be interesting to see what my average words per mile is. Right now it's around 1,000 words per mile, maybe a little bit higher. So given that I'm walking at 1.4, 1.5 miles an hour, that means an hour is 1,500 words. And 3 hours is 4,500 words, which is close to 5,000 a day, which is probably pretty good. So if I can maintain that average, if I can maintain 3 hours of walking, standing and walking at the desk every day, not only will my doctor appreciate me, because I think it's going to help me long term in terms of boosting my metabolism. I burned an extra 250 calories yesterday just on those two short walks. Now, granted, 250 calories isn't even as much as I get in a bowl of cereal in terms of intake, but the incremental burning means that my metabolism in between meals, it's also burning faster. That's one of the biological byproducts of having regular exercise, is that the overall metabolism of your body, it gets kicked up. So this is going to kick up my metabolism as a whole. We'll see how that works out. I'm looking at it as an experiment. I'm getting started in December. With any luck, I'll have a whole year's worth of data by this time next year. I won't have given up on walking and writing. I have to say that standing, just standing at that desk, makes a big difference in terms of my overall comfort level. The desk is exactly the right height for my hands. I noticed last night I needed to go look something up on that machine, and I went in and just stood there without turning the treadmill on, and it just felt so much more comfortable to be standing there working on the machine standing up with the tilted screen. I still need to get the monitor up a little bit higher. Looking down is not a good way to do it, but a shelf that's directly across from me that allows me to put the monitor, a fairly large monitor, onto that shelf would mean I get to look straight ahead. I don't have to look down. I'll replace the laptop with an actual desktop and put the ergonomic keyboard on it. Maybe I'll get a second ergonomic keyboard. I don't know. We'll have to see. And we'll see how that goes. We'll see if that makes a difference in terms of comfort level or throughput or anything. The truth is that as every day goes by, as we get closer and closer to 2012, the notion that I'm going to do 12 books next year, 6 books next year, is staggering. It's totally invigorating. After having spent this year so disappointed in my own outcome, the real danger I've got is that if I don't make it early in the year, then the rest of the year is going to fall apart. And what I need to do is focus on 6 books is the goal. I have a production schedule. I need to work very hard to stay on that schedule. But failing to meet that schedule should not be a crippling effort. Anything over 2 books next year is a bonus. Anything over 4 books is wonderful. Even 4 books next year, one every 3 months, would mean a great deal in terms of my visibility in Amazon, my credibility as a writer. It'll mean a great deal to my income, in large part because in addition to the 2 books that Ryden will be putting out next year, 4 books will be mine. And for the record, I'm not counting the Ryden books in my release schedule next year because my involvement in those is relatively small. I'm assuming that the editing effort will be restricted to a few days for each book. It may be a little bit longer for Captain's for Owner's Share because it's such a long book. Captain's Share is 150,000 words. Owner's Share is almost 200,000 words. That difference at 50,000 words represents almost as much as Quarter Share was by itself. So that's a pretty big difference. While I can edit a book like Quarter Share or Half Share in a day and a half, I can turn edits around in 24 or 48 hours. Now, turning it around on a book that's twice as large, I'm not sure that I can do that in 24 to 48 hours. That may take a little bit longer. That may take 3 days, 4 days. But still, even with both of those books, that's a relatively small amount. The other thing I'm doing next year is, of course, doing the Writer's Workshop with Dean Wesley Smith in March, and then doing Balticon in May, and then I really want to do Worldcon in August in Chicago. I probably should book that now. In fact, I should book Balticon now as well. We'll see how I do with that. I really need to get through today. 90,000 words for November is entirely possible. It's a long way from a record for me. It's not even in the realm of any kind of real production. I'm a little bit disappointed in me over that, but I've had a lot of stuff going on this month that did not involve NaNoWriMo, and a lot of floundering with the book. And I think, ultimately, the time I spent drawing maps and dealing with artwork in the middle of the month was going to pay pretty significant dividends down the road, because one of the things that I do in organizing my work is draw the map. Now, whether the map is a deck plan or a territory map or whatever, one of the things that I've always done is draw the map. So being able to draw a good and accurate map, a map that looks interesting, is one way to organize the thinking that goes into what's going to happen. A map tells me a lot about what kinds of actions are going to be possible in this story. And in drawing the map for Ravenwood 3, for the Hermit of Lammas Wood, I've really fallen on something that I think is going to be really important to the story in terms of a physical geographical feature that is going to, I think, be significantly important. So I'm really excited. I want to get to that. And I also stumbled yesterday afternoon on one of the key conflict points early in the book, I've been looking for it. I knew it was here somewhere, and I found it, I believe. So I'm really excited about doing that as well. There's some beta readers who are reading as I'm writing. I don't know that I have enough. Right at the moment, the files are a mess because I've done something this year that I haven't done in past years, and that's it. I haven't thrown anything out. If I've written it, I've left it. As a result, there's probably 5 or 6 pages of text all through this whole story where I've read it. I've put a red background on it. I've kept the words, but I'm not happy with the way the words flow. I'm not happy with what they say. I'm not happy with where they are, blah, 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 whatever the reason. I don't think I don't think the words go with the story. So we'll see how many of those words actually survive. But the resulting file is a mess. It's difficult to know what you should be reading, what you shouldn't be reading. The stuff that's in amber, the stuff that's in red, the stuff that's in green, there's stuff that's not highlighted at all. In theory, all of it is words that I've written for NaNoWriMo, so I'm counting them. In actuality, most of the red stuff is probably going to go away. Some of the amber stuff may need to be significantly reworked in order to keep. And scattered in there is a bunch of stuff that probably is going to get captured, collected, moved about. And with some new insights that I've just garnered in the last 24 hours, I can see some other opportunities for conflict to arise as we go along. So very exciting work, a wonderful time, and I really, really, really have to go back to, you know, part of it is momentum from NaNoWriMo. Part of it is this new environment, this idea that I'm going to be standing at the treadmill, walking and writing for at least a couple of hours every single day. Wickedly exciting. But speaking of walking, I've walked up to the back gate, and tomorrow's December, and not just another month, but another day.